She Claire Nigailt and Claire Shaws Bavaliam Shuish Aldacher. Hello and welcome to Claire Nigail. My name is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And this is a bilingual programme, so in Claire Nigail you'll hear something of the English language as Chomashen per Jane Hilg, and as well as that something of the Manx Gaelic, Chinyan Amera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Banach and Urish. There was a magazine called Bentley's Miscellany, of which some of its poetic pieces later appeared in an anthology published in 1958. It was edited by Dr. John Doran, and this piece is called A Manxman and His Visitor. It doesn't say who it's by at all, perhaps by Dr. Doran himself, although it does suggest some local acquaintance, shall we say. And we'll begin it this time and finish it off next time. I say it's a poem. No, I didn't say it was a poem, but it is a poem, although it's doggerel, to be honest. Tun cumreg Napoleon a chosera den a bain, the chummel tashbin a skin erlicher dach shachten, the inner word alia jay, dogger, as bariachten the yaishen, eg gaultus na bain. The 5th of March, as Phil was saying in Gullus Gagan, is Dí Gull Pirin, the feast day of St. Pirin, whose flag is the white cross on the black ground, for the tin bubbling out of the Cornish granite. And we'll celebrate with Cornish music. And we start, as we did last time, with something of a cliché. It's a Cornish male voice choir singing, of course, Trelawney. Tashu geishtiach, rish radio vanning, stashu na nashun, krila wash dulish, Ellen Vanning.
Thank you.
The Holman Climax Male Voice Choir from Camborne with the Cornish anthem Trelawney. And that relates to Bishop Jonathan Trelawney, one of five bishops who was imprisoned by King James II in 1687 for refusing to read out a proclamation in the church, which was a proclamation of indulgence towards Catholics. And the song was composed in 1825 by the Reverend Robert Stephen Hawker, who was the vicar of Morwenstow for something like 40-odd years. And he didn't claim the song as his own. He sent it to the papers and it was published, and it was thought at one time to be some sort of traditional piece. But as I say, it was written by him in 1825, commemorating that event of 1687. A Manxman old, in the wintry cold, was seated before his hearth, and he thought of the past as the wintry blast rode fearful over the earth. He had no child, and his home was wild amid the mountains lone. His wife was in bed, but he wished her dead, for she was a crabbed old bone. Straight as a beam did the Manxman seem, and an awful look had he. I speak of his youth, when he in truth did revel upon the sea, but now was he bent, and his vigour spent, and his eye was cold as clay, and a wicked pain again and again did plague him every day. He once was bold, but now was old. He once was very proud. He knew no fear, nor had shed a tear, but now he wailed aloud. And why did he wail? And why turn pale? And his flesh began to creep, as from his seat he piled the peat and folded his arms to sleep. And we shall find out as the poem goes on. She na kiri was mu courage than tashbinus gin erlacher. As the rau pecher be gagan, as rancuse the vein shen the kirtan, tren a rau much na mordi be fagest thou. The rowed jumel tray is the rowed cor oru domenic vein in sha the one shaw is unshen se urid son shigaris yinach na kiri cor tosted er lesh tosted er lesh mela fi vorje ger lurgachan mai de lurgas sai. Ach son shen is all you gau na bein solia jane the urdelich in shaw. Hurid mach the rowed den gurgicha. Cunioch den fe cwrch daw, dy rawad lwg sien as olyw nyn maenster yn hun, as dy rawad nof ofr jyndoc son of ond eisoc hun. Mas o leis na renan, na himiachtan, rolach yn ddeisri i egsgwyla, bwyrwch y gwn, gerym y cheli, as benol dy fradach, odach y gerwyd dy rawn y bwylgoc ffolwm leis pyrt dy rhe eg y chwdslw. Ah, here's a song which sums up part of the history of Cornwall. This is Brenda Wootton singing a song about the devil coming down across the Tamar and into Lawson. So this is Fish, Tin and Copper.
Old Nick, as he was wont to do, went wandering up and down, to see what mischief he could brew and make for lands and towns.
For it is fish and tin and copper, boys, and three and ball and pen. And one and all we may rejoice that we are Cornish men.
Across the Tamar he had come, though you might think it strange, for having left his den home, tried Cornwall for a change.
For it is fish and tin and copper, boys, and three and ball and pen. And one and all we may rejoice that we are Cornish men.
And when Sir Lantern he drew near a skipping o'er the sod, he spied a rustic cottage there with windows all abroad.
For it is fish and tin and copper, boys, and three and ball and pen. And one and all we may rejoice that we are Cornish men.
And in the kitchen might be seen a dame with knife in hand, who cut and slashed and chopped, I ween, to make a patty grand.
For it is fish and tin and copper, boys, and three and ball and pen. And one and all we may rejoice that we are Cornish men.
What is that? A horse on to the dog. The beef and mutton, pork and fat, potatoes, beef and swab.
For it is fish and tin and copper, boys, and three and ball and pen. And one and all we may rejoice that we are Cornish men.
A Cornish patty sure as
you'll find 46 fish and tin and copper boys and tea and Paul and pen. And one and all we may rejoice that we are Cornish men. In fear he turned and straight did fleet across the Tamar scene. And since that day in Cornwall he has never more been seen. 46 fish and tin and copper boys and tea and Paul and pen. And one and all we may rejoice that we are Cornish men. 46 fish and tin and copper boys and tree and Paul and pen. And one and all we may rejoice that we are Cornish men.
Brenda Wootton with the song Fish, Tin and Copper. And we heard before, of course, the Holman Climax male voice choir. That's a firm in Camborne that used to make, probably, I don't know whether it still does, I think it's closed down now, they used to make equipment, drills and so on for hard rock mining. So mining the tin and the copper, very important in the Cornish landscape, of course, is still very prevalent, seeing all the old engine houses. But Fish, we'll move on to Fish as well a little bit later. Mi Averil, for Gaultus na Bain, na Ograch Amach, de Ve, na Foblach, as Henke de Ve Femoil, de Rai Echter Ren. Harawach on Hiradon, Napoleon, for Raiet les Onagne. Alech Eden, ve Erna Ligamach, de Rau Dokumud Noir, ve Fedinich, for Salzigamach, Tulliu Min Fountain, Machion Cofartia Snowball, Rhys Jones. Gian Nish, na Rau Snowball Inrichen, mor van a bain Shilton Rosh Nish, chor Eber Call, ca an tai oli liorish clink, och ve caga de foslich Chow Jones. The jar o she eshen, for the fear na li jailach je shejachagi na fear dun yoil, as rene reist jach sa chalish na foglan, be vain de dania na beilege. Van a lot on their dream snowball, as vacuus de vein force corcunion faganad, ve gint, eg feeglen Napoleon. For what now, here have I to fear, with a drop to keep me warm? What haunts my head, the Manxman said, since I have done no harm? The devil may be upon the sea, or walking o'er the earth. Can he molest when I've done my best, e'en from my very birth? I'll stake a penny, there's sinners full many, without his need of me. Come when he may, give me fair play, and vanquished he shall be. With this speech so bold, the Manxman cold grew calmer than before, and his blood did flow with a warmer glow, right out from his heart's core. Upon his breast his chin did rest, his limbs were gently crossed. He did not care the breadth of a hair for the world and all its cost. And slumber now did sweetly throw her gentle mist around, and the Manxman's eye, at her lullaby, was in silken fetters bound. Thank you. musicians of the Cornish dance group Roskeltec, and they're playing a tune by Neil Davey, Ewan Amor, the Stranger from the Sea, and we'll hear from the man himself, Neil Davey, later on in the programme, at the very end, in fact. And short you stashun the nashun, Radio Vanning, as in short as you geist jachrish clane gael, say Robert Cutting Carswell, Miss Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Ah, cruel taunt, idle vaunt, the slumberer is deceived. And hence his mind, more unconfined, is not one whit relieved. For soon as sleep did o'er him creep, the fearful sight's begun, and now he rolled, and next he growled. In sooth, it was no fun. His wife, abed, right overhead, came softly down the stair. But he took no heed, so she with speed went back to say her prayers. And soon she wept, and soon she slept. But first she cried in scorn, "Through many a night till morning light I've been left forlorn." Now the Manxman bold, in spite of his scold, had oft done so before, for he loved his life, and he loved his for he loved his life, and he loved his wife, but he loved his pig the more. And now for a while a lurid smile would o'er his features play, and quickly again he writhed in pain, and something strove to say. It's rather strange. We mentioned before that he didn't care for his wife at all because she was crabbed as a bone or something like that. And here he is. He does love his wife, apparently, but he loved his pig more. Ons main sauri henk Moses a fia chrishrish doltajim segaltus lug de ve a sera chrishkius de vlienten. Ve gin koch leir be, fos gerawe gavrige as ve lords en onnages ve ruw, mechon sluw villische huger. Harrige de jadu kjap, jinnig e bendelt na skien en duege, as jinnig e lords en oer oer, rispecher be jinnig eestjagrisch. Hoes en shen chomregen, jarige de tromchusach, as sheena gabmoer sper. Hoos on shen, cat chow hall jane vodgel dorach a shen for the shufagen, on shen tain a lie, slew villish a huger, a cheer van re shen, red ni shingen the bayen bachta, goil esh the brech vine in dul yale. The jaru durte de rawe erve on shen chouds ve gold fair jane etlach and surjager. Is there any fagin the maren bain the chamrag is a vereen ras lean as na crammin and sugar guess na clyin? Now we heard about fish, tin and copper, and they feature in this song as well. This is a song by Roger Bryant, and it's sung by the Story Republic, and it's called Cornish Lads.
Cornish lads are fishermen,
and Cornish lads are miners too.
But when the fish and tin are gone,
what are the Cornish boys to do?
From Newlyn town we used to sail, through rain and mist and lashing gale. The mackerel shoals we hoped to find, and soon we left Land's End behind.
The winding engines used to sing a melody to Cornish tin, and give a lads they all would grin at payday on a Friday.
Cornish lads are fishermen, and Cornish lads are miners too. But when the fish and tin are gone, what are the Cornish boys to do?
The water now reclaims the mine, and young men talk of old men's time, and go to work in gold or coal, or face a life upon the dole.
Cornish lads are fishermen, and Cornish lads are miners too. But when the fish and tin are gone, what are the Cornish boys to do?
The Story Republic and the song Cornish Lads. Vemedy bain the credul. Van ve ognish vad the rasuna mach, agrasach as tulielach. Nach bechat as bechorme, the bech sail share on ball enyach elia. Ritanach vad dolly de hickel, shen vad barrel na muchen er Moses. Durta joliu de canesach, the ne bregen van a skeelen egge machion slew villisha huger. Ach, fos vad cure kid de tanacht an sechaltus, gin overige. Lish lawens keru faint de lun dach lay. Lug den ingin ege slenige, ren boxer gavrige na skrai na veiriu. De jar u ren ulju na bein gavrige grus sleben na vlein shen. Lima jay over kajan a galtus, as a chrogla wuljun gei. Van tais gals on the urk, va tajach kurjer mi vart. Na kirtens dolly was surral na uren ljaure gin bi de lur. Ach, geren bokse riu logen. What man alive can ever strive to guide the brain in sleep, when dreams will come of ills at home, of terrors o'er the deep? And we move on to a section now which is called His Dreams. Soon as the Manxman fell asleep, a little robin came. His gentle breast did redden deep before the cottage flame. Where'er the Manxman's dream did rove, that robin chirped in song, o'er field or flood, o'er plain or grove, the robin roved along. But oh, that song was not of earth. 'Twas one of wrath and pain, so reft of all its common mirth, it pierced the Manxman's brain. He dreamed it was a day of youth, when he essayed to play with other boys, I tell the truth, in Ramsey's beauteous bay. Some builded houses on the sand, and some would races run. In short, it was a happy band, bent eagerly on fun. A fair-haired boy of gentle heart and manners sweetly mild did build upon the shore apart, and thus his time beguiled. Now we have the group who are called Black-Eyed Nancy. This was their entrance to the Pan-Celtic International Song Competition last year, and in fact it was equal first by the time the judges had finished, and so there had to be a deciding judge, and it went to the Irish song. But I think a lot of people perhaps felt that Black-Eyed Nancy with their song Anella, meaning breath, might well have taken the day. But they didn't, unfortunately, but here they are anyway.
I
a song in Cornish called Anella, meaning breath, and performed by Black Eyed Nancy. That boy in music and in song did afterwards excel, and men would round the minstrel throng, they loved his lay so well. But now a youth with envious eye observed his lonely way, and more than rudely asked him why he wouldn't come and play. And soon, before he could reply, had passion dealt the wound. All gathered round with pitying eye, the gentle boy had swooned. And now the Manxman saw the blood stream down the fair boy's face. He marked the other's hellish mood, and felt the foul disgrace. Aye, wide his arms did the Manxman fling, and heavily did he sigh. But he felt far more the robin's sting, as it pecked beneath his eye. And we move on to another dream. Again, a dark youth loved a girl. They walked alone at eve. He called her oft his fairest pearl. He never could deceive. But men are false, as most maids know, and vows are rashly given. Her veg guns na veg de grey na de yinu sus mona na rawa nyart ega morvei. Hrawi ych yn cwma ega fy cochleit begyn. Fy'n tse ega na slw glosach na fe. As fe dyn dy rawn na sleist yn ffi fwr ega er nyn grifa. Dwrt na ffyr elia. Ni boxer chit ma law tra hig ffyr nari dy fe on. Ach, henc yn iarach. As hades boxer veg na syrwyr. Ni cyrtyn nochtach fo rad gysber y chwarl, Trer yn uniartach yn y musglen ega, nai trymint clach ffôr ach eniach, fe dyn yr aw feg ffreil e er na caddan ega, er lima dyn aignia, da hanach dyn leis. Eg lyd na cyrtyn fan a bel ega er na'n fagan da chwmwn na ffoglen, nim ofrach yn y stiegi, chyr aw cyrrae am arn ega. Cyrt elia, hwg clover as Benjamin rawd e, da goel cyrrael dyn slent ega, a chydwg bocs y gael de.
Thank you.
Jody Davey on whistle and Karazig Davey on guitar there, known collectively as Scoot, Timinous Fancy and the Four-Hand Reel. Stasiun yn asiwn, sy'n ddjar o Radio Fanning, sy'n Claire Nigael, ten Claire Shaw, Meryn Pín, Robert Cadyn Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Fy nal e rwgr i jegeg y chyt fair. By gyma desyn na hach rach, dy raw stoc mae dy chlach er na chiagla mega, roes mae renni iri as er pensiwn. Dy han mach fast yr beg dy raw sy tawra, Hai fau dol tasiwm y gyd y gawldus, dyr awryd yn eich dynw er bocsa. Fe yngl mach na lwmach yn dy llarn lwcht y chlach sys gys y wylion gei. As, cat y lŵr, sfyrinach fy'n fau. Minid na gen y sain ma, hank dech al mens diach ys dris orw les y naiach, ta bocsa e dwysiwm tein y lai ar y lladdi ys chynod i iri. Ren mys yn lle arn y fein sy'n gael dy saerach y mach gys y napen red fy nwylion rei yn y siadw. Ond sien, fy bocsa, na lai, edr lyrgach yn y chert, e wanel sínt mach, gyn eblyd i'r dy chrogl sŵs y chion. Fy na sŵlion ege ceiach, fy na lladdi yn ege polit les olish. And though he swore by all below and all his hope of heaven, time soon saw the maid And though he swore by all below and all his hope of heaven, time soon saw the maid forsaken, and marked her glazed eye. And then she ne'er again did waken, for she did grieve and die. They bore her to her grave with song. And here there's a little gloss, a custom in the Isle of Man, it says. They bore her to her grave with song, upon a fine May day. A multitude did walk along, 'twas ill to keep away. Above Kirkmackle Church she lies, and softly shall she rest, until she soars, with sweet surprise, to him who loved her best. The Manxman's dream was of her fate. Her pale corpse seemed full nigh. And the robin marked his wretched state as it pecked beneath his eye. And we move on to the next piece, and this is also called Another Dream. Again, upon a summer's day, a seaman sailed away. He saw the moon most merrily gleam on the midnight spray. Now here are guests who'll be coming for Shrunyach this year. These are Briar's Boys. A song for Cornwall.
When I sing of Cornwall, it's one way to begin, to tell the story of the men of copper, fish and tin. From the sea that's all around us to way below the ground, the memory of these mighty men is gathered all around. So let's hear it for Trelawney, May's army never die. Let's hear it for Trevithick, with his engine steaming by. Let's hear it for the farmers and for the fishermen. Let's hear it for the miners, who we hope will mine again. Oh, from the engine houses that they scatter round Cambrai, to the white St. Austell landscapes sculpted in the china clay. From the harbours here at New Lynn, at Portreath and at Loo, the lighthouse on the Wolf Rock proves what Cornish men can do. So let's hear it for Trelawney, may his army never die. Let's hear it for Trevithick, with his engine steaming by. Let's hear it for the farmers and for the fishermen. Let's hear it for the miners, who we hope will mine again. Cornish Pass is mighty, it was built by mighty men. As Cornish men we yearn for those times to come again. Or do we let our mining, our fishing round us fall?
God, if we stick together in our motto, one and all. So let's hear it for Trelawney, may his army never die. Let's hear it for Trevithick, with his engine steaming by. Let's hear it for the farmers and for the fishermen. Let's hear it for the miners, who we hope will mine again. Now, when you cross the Tamar into this promised land, there's one thing to remember, one thing to understand, that Cornwall's not a county just sighted in the west, that Cornwall is a country, the land we love the best. So let's hear it for Trelawney, may his army never die. Let's hear it for Trevithick, with his engine steaming by. Let's hear it for the farmers and for the fishermen. Let's hear it for the miners, who we hope will mine again.
And there we heard Briar's Boy's song for Cornwall. He watched the sun or the sapphire wave rise beautiful and grand. It such a joyous feeling gave, he couldn't wish for land. Ere long, a relentless wind did blow. The sea rolled mountains mad, scarce could they steer that wayward prow. Our sailor, he grew sad. At midnight on this wilderness a lonely bark did near. They raised a cry of deep distress, and all that cry did hear. The captain with an oath sailed on. Our sailor cheered his word, and right they steered their course along, as men that never heard. They saw the shivering wretches fling their feeble arms on high, and our Manxman groaned at the robin's sting, as it pecked beneath his eye. And now we move on to a fourth dream. Again, away from the northern seas our seaman blithely sailed, where the cold his very breath did freeze, and like a child he wailed. Huge hills of ice as granite stone encompassed them around, a floating rock so vast and lone, an island when aground. Vastrue keel faller er heelamach as a veel. High clover she serne glunanek, Lyorishan. Voxer, damey, kennest thou? Shen scowl nem, as boxer as fair chore. Scummer shen, eliam de bishu able de chorkion er woolen gay, me goosh. Ter stock my de lua de chlach er ne jaglem. Gerau me. Herawch mi marnem, son herawch mi marnem, son shen the zulu. De inch dutchinirnia, fami gin romlish tatnus gus chit de vema how. As fuddy, erno de vel Benjamin chit de ve shan, yes, de gin that ligadation chit de vena how egin untre, as vena chumreg thou. Signed on shirret, kuna chilirach as clover. Rai feich eniach, as inch de squeal yn y ter hachet. Ren ulyn y be yn elia, rai bach as y tai erniach, de inch de squeal yr naiach. Cheneach clover yn tanacht yn merish boxer, as Benjamin, ren lai sys, liadir y liadir ish boxer. Now we have a song, which is called Silver Net, and it's a way Brenda Wootton's way, at least Richard Gendel's song, Richard Gendel's way of protecting Cornwall, and it's performed here by Brenda Wootton.
Oh, would there were the sea from Rame to Mars land, and Tamar were as wide could be, and Cornwall were some island in the ocean, a refuge in this ever-changing sea. If I had got the strength to lead an army, or the wit to argue well and win the day, I would place a silver net about my country, and let her children take their own again. Oh, could you see the future of our country as plainly as the glass reveals it me? Could you see the crowded crown lay empty? Well, might you weep for things that used to be, for the voices by the harbour of an evening, and the cry that calls the cattle from the hill. They seem to have an unfamiliar ringing that strikes into my heart an icy chill. These lanes our feet have cut across the ages, these quilted fields we've stitched since came the farm, these houses and these harbors and these churches, these stones on stones the country's face that charm. No longer are there Cornish feet to tread them, nor Cornish hands to tend and trim and clean. They've sold a motherland that bore and bred them, and wandered far away from Cornwall's green. Oh, would there were the sea from Rain to Mars land, and Tamar were as wide could be, and Cornwall were some island in the ocean, a refuge in this ever-changing sea. If I had got the strength to lead an army, or the wit to argue well and win the day, I would place a silver net about my country, and let her children take their own again.
Brenda Wootton singing Richard Gendel's song Silver Net. As gin greve egg, renne frail weissen a car chuligan leshen yamen yaurega. Lug mush keru oor henk squealerish, len de rish is dim nay. Durche draw and cumreg Napoleon erchlashen, as an trimche stunege, mchion na drach ai shaw. Eg fair jen ovrian, smoo lyalach sagaldus. As ve reche hanna, de chor boxer son lias, sa tailias on Swillingdon. And now, like mountains, would they meet with noise as loud as thunder, as solemnly as friends might meet, then proudly break asunder. Each moment then might be the last, not one without its fear. Our sailor mused upon the past, when all around grew drear. Alas, 'twas not a gentle thought that stole upon his brain. He vowed, or he was good for naught, their captain he'd arraign. And we'll finish off this poem, as I say, it's a piece of doggerel, really, that appeared in Bentley's Miscellany in the 1850s, or at least it was republished. I think it was a crop between 1837 and 1855, or something like that, that was reprinted as in a miscellany that was printed in 1858. Now this is Neil Davey playing his mandolin and bouzouki here, and he's playing with Jen Dyer, Davey and Dyer, and this is Dynamite Key. Ach shenei ach eich o shingen jyn o word eilio Jane Chol, Jane Horn sa Cholain, and as I say, Neil Davey and Jen Dyer play us out with Dynamite Key, as les eich o'l shaw, tas in chitgas jera chlea shaw. So, now, until the next time, this is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a cree, are you? As Orsalier, as my Yerian shared you, will you?